you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Tonight on Nightly Pop.
No!
Yes!
Where are we?
Hey!
Orlando Bloom is making headlines again for paddleboarding.
He was on the Black Pearl for years. This is a comfortable place for him to be.
Would you be able to work for a 16-year-old?
I have a hard time working for adults, so I don't know.
Slide into bed with us starting right now. Turning 400, you guys. Absolutely insane. Happy anniversary. All right, so technically it was on Monday, but we obviously could not celebrate without Nina.
Aww.
Okay. Obviously you were not here because you were doing big things at the Met Gala. This is why the balloons say, well, I don't know. They're trying to say 402.
It's supposed to say 402. It looks like it says SOS or 40S.
It looks like it says POS, which is very telling of us.
SOS also works as well.
But either way, this is a very Nightly Pop way to say 400.
400, exactly.
Yeah.
402, 400.
Can you believe that?
By the way, when I heard that, I was like, how have we managed to get through 400 with all of us still physically intact?
That's crazy.
It's a long time.
We celebrated like 200. I mean, it's crazy how fast.
No, we celebrated like 204,
yeah.
306.
Yeah.
This is the closest we've gotten to celebrating on time.
Yes.
Exactly. And spoiler, you guys, we have a fun look back later in the show of our craziest moments, but let's get started. Awesome. Orlando Bloom is making headlines again for paddleboarding, but this time he's not flashing his penis, shocker. It's something even bigger. A great white shark was circling beneath him when he was in the water, and a drone captured it all.
Does he know it was there?
He did know. I think he did catch on. I mean, it's obviously very visible, but like, I mean, I don't know. The question is he out of his mind? But I feel like he likes the ocean. He paddleboards often. Like, sharks are in the ocean. It happens.
He was on the Black Pearl for years. This is a comfortable place for him to be.
I would my pants if
I
that was
on
me.
A boat in Hawaii, and there was like a whale just randomly came by. And it scared me shitless because I started to think like, what if it just, you know, whales are notoriously like peaceful, but even when they're playful, they can be harmful.
They breach and could land on the boat?
Right. I think about that part.
What is
wrong? That's another fear to have.
Breach?
Yeah. I didn't think that, but the guy said, well, this is kind of shallow waters for him to be, and we were going snorkeling.
No. Nope,
and
wrong.
I thought, well, I'm not getting in this water with my black ass. Like, no.
What type of whale was it? Like a humpback whale? Like
well, I didn't ask it, Hunter. I was trying to live.
That's a good point.
I don't know what kind of whale it was.
Would you go in the cage and do that?
I would.
I might do that.
You guys are both crazy.
I'm cage because I feel safe in the cage.
But the claustrophobia.
Although, did you see that movie? I don't know what movie it was, but it's like they did that and it sunk all the way to the bottom.
What a
nightmare.
The girls
got in it. I won't give a spoiler, but it was drama.
Shocker, you haven't seen a good movie. He hasn't seen Death Becomes Her. Have you?
Yeah, of course. I'm not a loser.
Thank you. Have you
You haven't seen Death Becomes Her?
No, of course not. He was too cool for school yesterday, wasn't he?
No, I've seen it. I love that movie.
Yeah, right. Whatever.
Especially the part where Death becomes her.
It's such a good movie.
It's an incredible film.
I don't know how we got to Death Becomes Her about this bite
sharks.
Paddleboarding, but I love the way we connect. That's how we made it to 406.
Yeah.
Or 4OS episode.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, you guys. Yesterday, Kendall Jenner hit up The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon. They covered a lot of topics, but Jimmy wanted to know if Kendall ever plays one-on-one with her guy, Devin Booker.
We actually were just playing, and we have, like, our friends had, like, a pool set up, you know, the hoops that are in the pool.
Oh, there you go.
And so we were playing in the pool, and he just, like, took it way too seriously, as did I, by the way. And I was, like, kind of...
Dunking on you and stuff?
I had the ball, and he was guarding me, and it was a whole thing. He actually ended up cutting my hand open a little with his nail because he took it a little too seriously. It's pretty much healed now, so you can't really see it, but it was a big gash, and it bothered me for, like, 2 weeks. But...
Oh, my gosh.
How long is your nail? Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He needs to cut his nails. He also needs to bring that type of energy to the finals next time.
Ooh!
You know?
Ooh! I love it when Sporty Hunter comes out. He has to come out a lot. I didn't play a lot of sports, but when I did, I get really, really competitive. It's dangerous.
Are you competitive in your relationships against your man?
Only if we're playing, no, I'm very supportive. But if we're playing games, I am.
Yeah.
I got banned from a couple houses from playing Taboo, so now I have to be the timekeeper.
Wow.
They're like, Nina, you have to just flip the thing. I chest bumped a dude I didn't know at one point and pushed him. And they were like, Nina's aggressive.
By the way,
and I told him he looked like he was a snitch and he would fold under questioning. But, like, it's not like, you know, we're playing a game.
I get it. Taboo. Know? Taboo gets heated.
He got upset. He left. It was like,
he
oh, God.
Left? What a bitch.
Yeah, that guy's a bitch. That guy's a bitch.
If he's leaving,
that's what I said. He would fold.
That guy should have to be the timekeeper next time. Yeah, so not
now
you.
Now I have to keep score.
What's his name? Ernest or something? Anyway, Drew Barrymore just had a Never Been Kiss reunion on her talk show, and co-star Michael Vartan revealed he got a little too excited during the movie's most famous scene.
Do you have any particular memories from the movie?
We start kissing, and you really kissed me. I mean, you really kissed me. I was not ready for it in the least. And I'm a man. I was a very young man back then. And just, you know, I had feelings. I very quickly realized I was in a very bad spot because I was wearing very, very loose sort of like slacks. So what I did is, in a panic, I just yelled cut and bent over and said, oh, guys, sorry, my back. I put my back out playing ball.
Okay.
Flattering. I think that's flattering if you're kissing someone on set and that happens. I feel like you always hear about how, like, stark and uncomfortable and cold and not romantic.
I don't know if I would want to hear about it. I don't know if I would want you to tell the world about it.
Really?
You know?
Oh, I would be like, tell everyone.
Well, I also think it's great that she was like, you know, this is such a good acting moment for me. I'm trying to make this romantic for the camera and everything. Every guy in every romantic moment you've ever had has one of two thoughts. One is, please don't get a boner. Two is, I got a boner. Those are the only two thoughts.
From a kiss, though? Like, from a little kissy kiss?
Well, like, when you're a young
guy. It doesn't take much. It's like wind.
Yeah.
No, wind can handle.
The attrition, there is an attrition to how fast you'll get a boner. Like, when you're a kid, it'll be like you hold hands with a girl for the first time, and you're like, I have to leave.
Oh, my God.
I can't even be in school anymore. I'm pretty sure I'll get arrested with what's going on.
You hear the laughs. This is all true. I don't ever want to go back to that time, the boner time.
When were your boner years?
Rick Ross is teaching his kid how to be a boss. He gifted his son William a Wingstop location for his 16th birthday.
Wow.
He shared a photo celebrating the news and wrote in the caption, "You're now officially a boss." Would you be able to work for a 16-year-old?
I have a hard time working for adults, so I don't know.
Working for and working with, yes.
Yeah.
I see it.
I was more surprised at this, like, that he had so many tattoos at 16. I have to admit, I was looking, I was like, Rick let him get all these tattoos?
That is crazy.
His whole chest, his legs, I don't know if his arms are tatted. It's kind of young. I'm not even mad that he has tattoos, but I just think, like, I got a tattoo at 20 that I hate. I feel like you are such a different person 10 years from then. He's going to be, like, in his mid-20s, like, what did I do?
Mm-hmm.
You know what
I feel like it's also
1,000%.
Just, like, he's grown up with this. Like, his dad's Rick Ross. It's just more acceptable in their sort of lifestyle.
Yeah, I'm sure he can get them at the house. Like, his dad probably was getting one, and he got it next to him in the living room somewhere.
Or the house is just so big that Rick Ross only sees his son once every couple years, just when they're, like, crossing paths in a hallway.
Good point.
You get whatever you want done.
All right, we have to take a break. But coming up, reality stars, insane opinions about women in the workplace. Plus, when is a good time to say I love you? Hopefully before the 4-year mark.
Ooh.
That's next.
Ooh, yikes.
Ah!
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Really means a lot to me. There's no other guest I could have, you know, wished for more than you.
I'm sorry, what show?
You know, my new show, Nightly Pop.
If there's one celebrity who I'd want to see my DM, it would probably be Dua Lipa.
Who is it? Hunter, I really appreciate it. You're very kind, but I'm gonna have to pass.
This is pop culture. When you're hot like this, I mean, first of all, when you are at that age and you this both look the way you
bitch,
look.
Did you just say this is pop culture?
Pop culture.
What is boat?
Let me tell
culture.
You something.
You're gonna have to bleep and censor a lot of mouths.
No, we're not censoring anything because you wanted to come to set dressed like a hoe. We gonna treat you like a hoe.
Here's the thing. Yeah.
Oh! I am so sorry I am late.
Did I give you that set? Like, how do you own that? Said I was being Cher.
By the way, neither one of you look like Cher. You both look like Russian ice skaters.
She could have taken the train.
You know, they're all
the
still in
Seoul
Vegas, by the
train.
Who allowed
what?
Who allowed this?
Wait a minute.
So nauseous. I'm about to cry because all that video showed me was I used to be so much hotter.
Stop it.
Hunter's like, I know. Anyway, I'm fine.
We're on a bigger set now. Remember how small that set used to be?
By the way, that set looks like we weren't even on basic cable. That set looks like we were self-producing from our garage. That was like a small... Okay, things are getting real old-fashioned on this Sunday's episode of I Love a Mama's Boy. Emily just got a job, and Shakib is ready for her to contribute financially. He just might have to bring her into the 21st century.
If you're asking me to pay for rent, that's like something that comes out of a broke man's mouth, so.
Wow. I mean,
I'm a woman.
And?
Women shouldn't work.
Women shouldn't work?
No.
Really?
I definitely think a woman's place is in the home. She deserves to be treated like a queen. I'm not saying I want to be home, like, raising kids. I'm not ready for that. I'm okay with my two dogs.
Wow.
I don't have kids, but I have two dogs, and they're equivalent to having kids. My dog has, you know, stomach issues. My other dog has arthritis, and it's a lot of work.
Are those types of dogs ever healthy, by the way? I've never seen a dog that looks like that that's under 14 years old.
Oh, my God. Hunter!
Yeah.
You're so accurate in that statement.
That every grandmother I've ever met is like, this is my dog, she's my age, you know? And it's like, we have the same doctor. That's, anyway, back to the story.
No, sorry. I think you're very right, and it's a good call out. That's why we've made it all these episodes. I mean, if you were with a man and he was like, had billions of dollars.
Yeah.
And he was like, you don't have to work anymore at all. Would you work?
Yeah.
You would?
Yeah.
Come
I
in here?
I would be here.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean?
But you would be doing Nina Parker.
I would still work. I don't know what I would be doing specifically, but I would definitely be working.
He should have been like, hey, where's your mindset? Are you in 2021 or are you in the 1940s? I just want to know before we commit to this. Because what she just did was set women back 3 centuries. Makes sense that this guy would rather date his mom.
Yeah. And the awkward talks continued over on Lifetime's Married at First Sight. Rachel and Jose were discussing the L word when he made a shocking admission.
For me, if I've ever been in love before, I wouldn't say yes.
You've never been in love before?
It's been a strong like. It's been a very strong like, but it's like they say, you know, like when you know.
Yeah, and you didn't feel that.
It just
that.
Wasn't there for me. I mean, it was it was great and all. It was a wonderful relationship.
So
no.
How long were y'all together?
It was more than like 4 years.
Wow, a strong like.
Do you get to a relationship that's 4 years long and if the person doesn't say I love you? I don't even think you get that far. I don't think any of us would.
I wouldn't, I mean.
I would do it, I would stay. It'd be the only reason I stayed. Like, why doesn't this person love me? I need to figure this out. I need to stay in this thing until I get her to love me.
For the therapist.
I don't buy that. I think he probably said, I love you, and is lying.
He didn't say that he didn't say it. He just said he didn't feel it. We don't know if he said it.
Oh, right.
He could have been saying it.
Question through me.
Yeah, he could have been saying it. We don't know, but.
What's the fastest you've ever been in love? Where you like knew, you're like, oh, I'm in love with this person. And maybe it was wrong, but in the moment you were like.
I don't know if I ever admit it to myself. I will get married and be like, I don't know how I feel. Don't ask me to even tell you.
It's scary sometimes when like if you had a vision board and you got everything on that vision board tomorrow, mm-hmm. it would be scary. Like most of the time when your dreams are met, it's the most terrifying feeling in the world.
Yeah, it's like, true.
When my clothing line went on floors, I almost pooped myself. Right. I was like, ooh, like, I was like, this is, okay, bitch, like, this is crazy. So sometimes it's like when you think about the dream and then when it actually comes to fruition, those are two different things. And it's the same with love. Like,
yeah.
This is a person I want, da 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 da. But are you really ready to have that?
You all right? I gotta call my therapist. I think we're all on the same page.
All right, sometimes life can knock you down, so why not embrace it? That's what this influencer just did. She posted her fail to Instagram, and 50 Cent chimed in, God will show you a sign when you need it. Sit your ass down. LOL.
Yeah, all of these. Oh, come on. What happened? See all of these?
Oh! Oh! Did
she
fart?
I don't
know.
Junior, help me! Oh, thank you, Sam. Oh, gosh.
I don't think that's how she wanted the video to go.
She better leave a review wherever she bought that top and say, surprisingly integral.
Good point.
This thing held its own.
It really did.
I give it to the cameraman. The cameraman did not help.
Director.
And then the gas, she passed the gas. That, to me, I would fall a million times before I want to fart on camera.
I would
fall a million times before, you know what I mean?
That was it. And also, it was like such a vulnerable moment for her. She really crashed and burned all the way down. I mean, and she was really out of it. Oh, man.
But now I get what 50 Cent. He said, God will show you a sign when you need to sit your ass down.
Yeah.
She needs to sit down.
Yeah.
We have to take another break, but coming up, if you want to win at your relationship, then you need to stop caring. Kind of what I just said, right? Boy Bye is next.
Goodbye!
Welcome back. All right, cuffing season is around the corner, and if you're looking to get booed up, then you may not want to take this advice. It's time for Boy Bye! If you're clueless about where to go on the first date, this person's got your back. They designed a foolproof cheat code to help you out.
Don't tell her where you're going or tell her how to dress. If she asks, just say it's a surprise. And before you pick her up, make sure you have three dates in mind that are ready to go. Something fun, something romantic, and something in between. And then when you go and actually pick her up, you're gonna have to be dressed nice, but casual enough, because based on what she's wearing, that's where you guys are gonna go.
I appreciate the innovation. But
making three reservations. Do you understand? Open Table's never gonna give me another reservation if I do that, if I cancel two reservations a day.
They banned me once or twice.
Why?
Well, just because, you know, I do make a lot of reservations and sometimes I don't show up.
You gotta cancel.
But I remember, but you don't remember every time. Sometimes you have things going up, they ban my email.
That's great, actually. I think that's really funny.
They're like, you have exceeded like your amount of no-shows. You can no longer reserve with us.
That's funny.
And
that's why there's an infinite number of fake emails. F*** you, Open Table.
Wow.
I'm gonna get my table. It's like security escorted me out by my arm. I was offended.
Nina's got like an email that's like definitely not ninaparker@gmail.com.
No, I really do. I had to create, you know, I had to get a Hotmail account because. Damn it, Open Table.
You want to tell people
they
that?
They really banned me. Everything in Gmail is taken.
Why didn't you go AOL?
Well, that's even worse than Hotmail.
Oh, I still have AOL. That's
you do?
Yeah, I like this strategy, though. I'll do this. You know how many times I've invited a girl, she shows up in heels, and I'm like, this is going to ruin the bounce house.
Oh, God.
All right, listen up, fellas. According to some guy named Brad, it's time to stop giving a If you want to win at love, he says stop being a whiny little bitch.
Don't look at me.
The person who cares the least always has the upper hand. Don't listen to these crybaby, you know, softies. And then, you know, there's people that'll be like, well, what do you mean? So you're supposed to be an asshole? No. You can send roses. You can take them out to dinner. You can treat them like a queen. It's the person that cares the least that wins.
I couldn't understand the translation through the book. Okay, I will say this. I don't agree in hiding your feelings. Like, if you care about somebody, I really believe you should tell them. I just think life is too short to pretend that you don't give a
right.
Like, if you really don't. But if you do, I think you should tell the person and move accordingly, because if they don't feel the same, you could go about your business. Because what I've noticed is, like, if men don't want to do something, they don't do it.
100%. Men prioritize themselves very well.
They do.
Yeah, it's the tale as old as time.
They're just so selfish. But what people don't realize is there's a really big middle ground where it's, I don't want to be with this person, but I do
want to have sex.
So you got to do what you got to do to get there.
Yeah.
If people rush into it with you, let's meet up today. Let's do something today. It doesn't give you a chance to, like, process, because time weeds out boys. Like, you know what I mean?
True. Don't be so available and agreeable. And if
I think
you're a
not
guy,
being available is a big deal.
Yes, agreed.
Be busy.
Have
be actually busy. Don't fake it.
Don't be fake busy.
Yeah,
well,
yeah,
you can
sure.
fake it a little if you have to. It's fine. All right, you can tell a lot about a man by how he drives. So ladies, pay attention to these signs next time you hop in the passenger seat.
If their car is clean, their house and their room is probably clean too. If he puts on his seatbelt only after the chiming starts chiming, that's a pretty good indicator that, ladies, if you want anything done, you're probably gonna have to nag him. If he's proud or boasts of all the speeding tickets he gets, honey, you're dating a boy, not a man, because that's embarrassing.
What does it mean if I get rear-ended all the time when I'm driving?
That you're a bottom?
You set your, this is why you get the DMs you get, because you like a little rear play.
Yeah.
That's okay.
I have a problem keeping my car clean.
Cars.
Oh, bitch! No, you
didn't! Morgan is so tired.
No, she didn't come for me!
I'm not doing it with you two anymore.
Morgan is tired of being the privileged one
on the
show.
I'm not doing it anymore with these two. They get to hop in and out of their rich life, and I don't get to, so they get to stay too for once. Done with it.
Well, how clean is your jet?
It's, you know what? I haven't been... That's not fair! I didn't get the jet!
To be fair, the only thing that we know about your driving is that you leave the trunk open all the time,
You did it a second time.
That's a sign.
I did. It was a third time.
But also, you leaving your trunk open all the time might be a sign of why you keep getting pregnant.
That's it for us tonight.
What a 406 episode. There we go. We got here.
We're out of time. Seriously, you guys, thank you so much for sticking it out with us all of these 400 plus episodes. Yes. We so appreciate it. Come back tomorrow. We're so fun and we love you all. Tune in. What is it? DVR and all of that. Bye.
Yeah, DVR 403.